Good evening, Sally, and welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Always it is good to be with you once more.
Well, it's certainly good to have you.
Yes.
I wish to say welcome to our long time friend, and she can be assured of upliftment at this time, and I wish to say to all of you, my dear friends, that it brings so much joy, so much happiness when we hear your thoughts and your prayers of healing. It is difficult to explain the reaction of those involved with the people that you care about. So you see, it is not just words for help, but it is an extension of the love of the great Creator. It is almost like, I believe you would call it, fireworks that explode with love at these times. It would be good for all of you to think about deeply when you are sending thoughts of healing, and try to feel what it is that is deep within yourself. Because I want you to know, my dear friends, that each time there are words of healing, thoughts of help, no matter what, that you as individuals also receive that help of healing. So imagine how it must spread throughout all of eternity when these healing thoughts are sent. Next time you wish to send thoughts for anyone, include yourselves in the reaction of the words. Do you understand?
Yes.
It is time, my dear friends, that you learn to expand as spirits, to allow that side of your being to come forward, to allow that part of you that is eternal to pass that to others. And I know you will be saying, but we have always done that. Indeed you have. But there is an even more powerful part of you that needs to be explored. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions at this time?
What about somebody who's not well, but nobody knows that they're not well, so therefore they don't ask healing prayers for them? Spirit world obviously know that that person is not well.
Yes.
So when we do ask for somebody, presumably that is an extra amount of energy that that person would receive.
Yes.
Above and beyond what they would get from spirit world alone.
Yes, no request for help is ever denied. But as it is with what you call group healing, and that is what you do here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The energy is lifted that much further.
Right.
So yes, you are correct in that assumption.
Yes. Because there are so many lonely people around who are not well, and nobody knows. It's sad that that happens, but we all
we need the interaction with you, very good people on earth. We can do so much,
yes,
but we need the input of love from you also.
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what I expected you to say. That's
yes.
So sometimes I think Les used to do it in the early days, offer prayer to wherever it is most needed. Perhaps that some of those prayers reach people that are not aware that they are ill. Or
if you are healing individually, of course, it is a great love that you send to anyone who is unwell. But of course there are many factors to healing. There are many factors to sending good thoughts, and even thoughts which are not quite so good. So remember that there are always complicated issues afoot. You understand? No.
There are always complicated issues, yeah. I sort of understand that it's always a little bit tricky with words to...
Yes, but if you use general words like to all... Mm-hmm. Who are concerned, it will always reach that person.
Because there are angels of thought directing our thoughts.
That is part of complications rather than a very simple answer. The workings of spirits and those of you upon the earth has never been, what shall we say, simple. There have always been more complex issues. But do not dwell on it too much, but just continue, because what is healing after all if it is not love?
Right, yeah. Maybe we don't need to know the complexities of it.
No, you do not.
It's inspired me to go further with our healing prayers.
Yes. I would like you to take great notice of what you are feeling at that particular time. You may be surprised.
And that can perhaps strengthen the thought?
It can. It depends on how strong your particular thought is. You know very well, as I have said to you long time past, that your thought is the most powerful thing that you will ever possess. And that carries back home to spirit.
And possibly the first thought when someone tells you that they're not feeling well, we call it sympathy and so on, but that thought would be the most powerful.
Yes.
The first one.
And because it comes to you naturally to wish that love for another. Do not think love as human love. People become confused between the two. Spiritual love is all consuming. Spiritual love knows no boundaries. So you see, spiritual love from spirit is even more powerful when it unites with you as humans.
But when I'm sending that love out, I always see it as a real brightness rather than if I'm thinking of some love on a more personal human level. It always seems to be there's a lot more energy in it than just the physical love between two people.
If you focus on spiritual energy, you are on the right pathway to know what you, as a human being, but also as spirit, you begin to understand what it is about. Yes. Energy.
Sometimes when we feel very close to somebody, or somebody who's part of our family or a close friend or something, I think perhaps sometimes some emotion creeps in. I don't know if this is necessarily a bad thing, when we allow our emotions to, you know, be the...
We are very emotional.
It's a human thing.
Yes.
I understand what you say.
Yes.
And sometimes human emotions can become awkward and in the way of true love, true spiritual love. And but that is part of your own human being, you know. But what you should do is try to recognize spiritual healing, spiritual love, as opposed to personal love.
Yes.
It is not easy. Most people assume it is all the same.
No,
but it is not. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. There was the Christchurch incident. I think there was an overwhelming wave of love towards the man who did it, as well as the victims.
Yes.
Which was something to behold, I think, across the planet. That must have been super concentrated love energy directed towards Christchurch.
Yes. That is what happens when we use the connection of spirit and human together.
Yes.
Because after all, you are human and you are spirit. And sometimes one part of you takes a greater hold than the other.
Yes.
That is why you must become aware of what is happening. But please do try, my dear friends, to recognize what is happening within you when healing is sent to another. Next time I come to speak with you, I will be interested to hear although I already know what has happened with you.
Mm. Right. Should be an
interesting. Do not try too hard. Just allow that spirit to rise, to let it flow over the whole of your human being as well as spirit. And you may be surprised.
Right.
So when more than two people, more than one person get together in the act of healing, that is magnified, isn't it?
Yes.
So various organisations have will send out healing 3, 6, 9, 12. Could anybody just join in and add to that?
Yeah,
already
of
magnified?
Course. If the thought is pure and to help, of course, the more people you have, the better. That is why in your traditional religions, when you have buildings where people gather, congregate, and the energy is raised so much that it is able almost to be touched when you walk in. It matters not what that religion is. What is happening in those places is that there is a unity of purpose, a unity to help others. And most religions, no matter what it is, each have their own way of showing love. So, my dear friends, I am going to leave it with you this time.
Could I just ask a question?
Yes.
We've been told that everybody dies at exactly the right moment for their death. But increasingly I hear of older people who seem to be kept alive. I can't say against their will because I don't know what their will is, but to all intents and purposes, they're not actually living.
No.
And so
it would be much better if they would let them go. And influence would come from spirit to help them if that is the right time.
From their spirit or from spirit in general?
For all, each individual, there is a time when you cannot hold on to life any longer. They may try, but no matter what the problem may be, there is a time when they must return home. Yes, your doctors have the capability of holding people, and I say holding because generally the spirit is not there within that physical body.
Yeah, they seem to be keeping the functions alive, but
yes,
people are perhaps asleep.
Because they have the will to try to help, to they feel they are doing what they were meant to do. As all doctors and people who work in these establishments wish for. Do not worry. They are safe, they are well in spirit. So you could have someone whose body is still here with functions that seem to be alive, but they are not. They are most of the way with us in spirit.
Would that mean that their silver cord was still intact?
Yes.
Right.
Only when the cord is severed,
yes,
does the spirit leave.
Right. Yes.
Is that the same for people who are kept in a coma, so their organs are viable?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. They would still be attached. Spirit and the human form are intertwined, as you well know. Mm. But the time of severance is when they can no longer be kept here upon the earth. Do not worry about people in comas. Mm. They are watched very carefully from our side of life. Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I will leave it this time and allow this instrument to return back to you. And until we meet next time, I leave you cloaked in love, not healing love, but just love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love, love, love. Thank you. Love goes with you.